Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, how you doing, dude?
Man, I'm good, brother. How about yourself? It's been a minute.
I was going to say, thank God you remember. It's been a couple years. Of minutes since we last spoke. I feel like for you, life has gone great and I'm still a stupid disc jockey.
Nah, man. You're not stupid. Oh my goodness, man. I think a couple of minutes and a pandemic has happened. That's what's gone on.
Honestly. So give me the real short story. I feel like life's been, I mean, obviously there was, you mentioned the pandemic, but I feel like things are really, really good for you. And you know, from an acting standpoint, from a being busy, obviously back out on the road, I feel like it's a good time for Jay Farrow right now.
It definitely is. The pandemic happened, and I got a Nickelodeon show that I was doing, and then I got to go to Africa and shoot a movie, and then shoot some more, and then shoot some more, and shoot some more. So you know, COVID was beautiful, baby. It definitely was, man. I am really happy to still be able to get out here, man, and you know, and still have fans and still have people come out to the show, still sell out, and it feels really good, man. You know, I just had a movie out of office that just dropped with Ken Jeong.
I was going to congratulate you on that, dude. That's awesome.
Really?
I love the people behind the show. Like you mentioned, the cast is great. Like that's a great, I can't say a great thing for you. You've got a ton going on, but you know what I mean? Like that's a really nice project.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. And Paul Lieberstein, man. He's a genius, and he just let us go. And you know, when you have creative, funny people every day on set, and you're laughing, it doesn't even feel like you're shooting a film. It just feels like you're messing around with your friends. And that was the beauty of that project. And I think that Paul got that captured, and everybody in the cast everybody delivered beautifully, man. So I was happy to be a part of that. I didn't even know I had a Michael McDonald. That's just another one of the another one of the 200 over 200 impressions that I have, man. Good God.
Hey Jay, let me ask you this though. Go back to the beginning of the pandemic, before you were before it became the greatest period of your life. Go back to the beginning, though. I feel like I read something, though, where you said that the at the beginning of the pandemic, when everything was kind of locked down, that you actually liked it because, I mean, not because of what was obviously going on, but for you personally, because it got you away from people and that you kind of got to kind of push away from everything. Did I read that right?
I think what I said, I say a lot. And I also, this is California. I smoke too, so I forget. But I'll tell you this. I will tell you this. I said the pandemic did give people a chance. One of the things I said was it gave folks a chance to just sit down and, you know, watch everything that was going on and get a chance to get mad about it. I mean, some, you know, the racial things that were going on with the police sure. brutality that was happening. It gave everybody a chance to just center themselves and really, kind of catch up, you know, if you didn't get a chance to process things, you know what I mean? You got a chance to like sit down and, just think about everything, man. And I really think I got a chance to do that. And then being in this house that I'm constantly leaving every weekend to help pay for, it gave me a chance to kind of get settled in my house, man, and kind of design it the way that I wanted to do. And I didn't get a chance to do that before, because I was always on the go, and I didn't even realize that I could fix things until the pandemic. I said, "Wow, my dad was proud. He was like, man, well, where was this when you was growing up?"
Are you living in some big swanky mansion out in L.A. now? Man, Jay, you've changed.
Yes.
You've changed.
Yeah, I haven't changed, but I just got more rooms and bathrooms. That's all. You know that Lil Wayne thing, Lil Wayne line. He said, "Man, I got 14 rooms. I can ish for days. I can ish for days. I can literally. There's a lot of toilets in here, man. I gotta remember." I haven't changed. I needed the mansion so I could throw sexy parties like Chewy. The only reason I got a winding staircase. You think that's for me? Oh no, that's for them.
All right. Now yeah, I want to go back to one other thing though, during the pandemic, I'm going to keep bringing it up, Jay.
Yeah.
No, I thought yeah. it was pretty interesting when I saw an interview that you did where you were talking about how like doing shows during the pandemic when you were outside and people were coming to like drive-in shows. I did laugh really hard. You were talking about it's one thing to be in a club and to have somebody get up and walk out of your show. It's another thing when somebody starts their car and leaves.
Yeah, how dare you? And how dare you do that? It's not even a smart car. It's not an electric car. Everybody can hear what's going on. I'm mad at you right now. Listen, don't drive out of my show and with all of the steps that you have to take to do that, like hook up your Bluetooth and turn on your lights and call your grandmother, call your mother up. That's about 15 minutes. My set was 20. You disrespectful biatch. You could have sat there. I hope your car blow up. You know what? I hope your car blow up, and I hope you live, but I hope it blows a piece of your face off. Just like one single piece of your face, like a piece of your cheek gets blown off, like, and it's like a pork rind, and then a crow comes down and eats it, and then the crow says, "You should have stayed at Jay's show." That's what I hope happens, even though I made the crow talk like the Wiz. You see how my life is? So yeah, man, I was just mad about it. Don't be driving out of my shows at a drive-in show, and then people beeping a horn at you like it's Morse code and flashing the lights at you like it's Morse code, you know what I mean? Now what if I had epilepsy? I would have had I would have had an attack. I would have been shaking right there. They'd be like, wow, this must be a bit. No, it's not a bit. Call the ambulance.
How's the tour going?
Dude, the tour is, listen, man, as far as material-wise, I don't know what has gone on. I think it's just me getting older. But it's a special moment as far as I go being on stage, man. People are falling out of their seats now. It's not just impressions. Of course, you all have been to the show, but it's a step. It's really a step ahead of what I was doing before, and now it's it gives me a feel like Delirious and Chris Rock's Bring the Pain. That's
right.
The kind of I don't like the, it. It feels like those two elements are in my set right now, and making people forget about everything that's going on, but still reminding them in a comedic way. It's like it's such a refresher, and I just feel like I'm in the best shape of my life right now, man. And I put on, I have to say, and people say it, one of the greatest shows you will ever see live, ever. So I am so excited for the world to finally get a chance to see this when I put this material out, because it's like I'm like a new comedian now, bro. And if I was the same comedian few years ago, I guess I would be, you know, that wouldn't be what you want to do to grow your career. So
sure.
I'm just glad to be active and to be aware of what's going on, and finally to be able to articulate it better than I would have when I was younger, man.
Hey, Jay, so. And you mentioned it. It's not all. I mean, obviously, when people got to know you on a grand scale, right, of Saturday yeah. Night Live, and there was all the impressions, and you do an unbelievable job with impressions. I feel like everybody knows that.
Thank you.
But like you said, the yeah. show isn't just, hey, we're going to sit here and Jay's going to run through 200, well, and now 51 impressions. That they do work into the show, but it's not just sitting there watching Jay do impressions. I just feel like maybe yeah. there are some people that will go like, oh my God, Jay Farrow does great impressions. I'm going to go watch the impression show, but it's not that at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, people coming out to the shows now who expect one thing, they get a whole buffet, and then they, you know, I've gotten apologized to by black folks. I don't know why. They've come out to my shows and they've apologized to me. One dude walked up to me after the show. He was like, hey man, I'm sorry. I said, what? For what? He said, I didn't know you could do all that. I just thought it was going to be impressions. I didn't know you had all the moves. I said, yes, sir. I said, welcome to the new Jay. Hi, it's nice to meet you. And that narrative is ubiquitous, man. It's, the impressions are just sprinkles, you know what I mean?
Right.
Everything else. But that cake is just it's full of the ingredients in that cake. It doesn't need the sprinkles, but it's like when you put the sprinkles on, you're like, oh, see, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is that sparkle? Is that sparkle sprinkles? Like is that cake glimmering just a little bit? Oh, I have to watch it. I have to watch it. I was eating it. You had me at the taste, but now you got me at the look. You know, it's like that. It's like that now.
Hey, does SNL seem yeah. like a billion years ago to you?
Dude, I can't believe I got that show 2010, and it's 2022, man. That was 12 years ago, bro.
Dude, you were a baby back then. You were a baby.
22, man. 22, straight out of Burlington Coat Factory. It was crazy. Straight out of Burlington Coat Factory. That's why I do this so hard. Y'all think I do this? You think I do this for the fame, the notoriety? No, I do it so I don't have to do layaways anymore. I'm not going back to that. Forget that, man. So I was a baby. I was also Charlie Murphy. He had taken me on the road with him when I was 19. You know, so it was everything was fresh to me. And to leave that show at 28, and since I've left the show, filmed 12 movies, and to be on Family Guy, to be on The Simpsons, to get a chance to write on Family Guy from time to time, to having a Nickelodeon cartoon show, to having a show Unfiltered, to everything that's been going on, man, to doing two more cartoon shows, to on Amazon, another one on Netflix, to God dang it, there's so many things. Good God, you know what, man, I'm bad, man. There's a lot, man. There's a lot of blessings. I am just realizing as we're talking, there's so much going on. My God, I am. I feel so blessed. I'm so happy.
Hey, before we run out of time, walk me through were fantastic on the ESPY Awards. And I got to imagine that is not the easiest venue to do your thing. By and large, it seemed like most of the athletes were into it. But were you like, you always been close with Steph Curry, or how did all that come about?
Yeah, man. You know, I met Steph at the NBA Players Awards, and I hosted that back in 2015. And we met backstage, and he was just such a big fan of SNL. And of course, he was following my career. So, we were really, really amicable. You know, he was really gregarious, definitely amicable. And we just, we would text from time to time. And, you know, he also produces an animated series that I'm on. He reached out to my team, and a couple of days before the ESPYs, they had to open, but you know, Steph wanted to do it with me, and I fully obliged, you know what I mean? I was like, yes, I'll definitely do it, and it turned out dope, man. So
oh, it was awesome.
Yeah, thank you, man. But you're right. That room, I was a little performing for people in a lot with a stage made out of paper mache is one thing. performing for a whole bunch of athletes who really could give a damn if your existence because they have multi-million dollar checks coming through. That's a total different audience right there. So to be able to rock that, bro.
Right, and all I could think of was like you're looking out and everybody's there. And like you said, like it's not a room that's like, hey, Jay Farrow's in town. Hell yeah, we're going. They're going to the award show. Right. They have to go. And you're standing up on stage by yourself. Steph, you finally made it. It's like, damn, that's rough. That's a rough room.
Yeah, it definitely was rough. I'm like, hey man, come on, chill, laugh, let the steroid go down a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
All right, dude. Listen, I know laugh, I gotta let man. You jump. Make sure everybody checks out Out of Office. That's the latest of 100 projects for Jay Farrow. Also, this Saturday night, Jay Farrow will be at the 9:30 Club as part of this tour again, this Saturday night at the 9:30 Club. Jay, it is so good to talk to you again, my friend.
Man, good to talk to you guys too, man. I hope to see you at the show.
You got it, my friend. We'll talk later.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.